The North American International Auto Show begins this week in Detroit. At least 50 new car models will make their debuts. Ford Motors is unveiling its highly anticipated makeover of the F-150 with a body made in part of aluminum, an aluminum truck. Recent advances have made aluminum, which is lighter than steel, of course, viable on a large scale for manufacturing. One of our favorite correspondents, NPR's Sonari Glinton, reports on what that means for the car industry.
Before I got to the Detroit Auto Show, I wanted to get a refresher course. There's always talk about aluminum and trucks, and I wanted to find out, well, what that meant.
It's all fuel economy. So there are two ways that you can address fuel economy. You can either make the vehicle lighter, or you can improve the powertrain efficiency.
That's Margaret Wooldridge. She's a professor in the University of Michigan's Aerospace and Mechanical Engineering Department. She's going to talk about the materials you can use building a car, and in this case, aluminum.
So aluminum is significantly lighter. It has a lower density than steel. So this is a practice that's called lightweighting vehicles. And that's exactly what the purpose is to make the vehicle lighter and improve the fuel economy.
Not only was aluminum lighter, about a third as much, but it was about three times as expensive. Margaret Wooldridge says it was also more difficult to work with. But she says in the last few years, there's been a whole host of slow, incremental innovations that made aluminum easier to use in manufacturing, and new fuel economy standards added an incentive despite the expense.
But now you need to meet fuel economy regulations, and so you go after technologies that are more expensive but give you that payback in terms of fuel economy.
Okay, so back here at the auto show, all the car makers are scrambling to make their fleets more fuel efficient in different ways. Ford decided to make its best-selling and most important vehicle, the F-150, several hundred pounds lighter.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at the all-new F-150.
Ford has been experimenting with aluminum in vehicles for years, but with its best-selling truck, Ford is making a clear statement by doing something other car makers aren't doing on a large scale. Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford, says the company is not going to stop with the F-150.
I think over time we'll see more and more aluminum across our entire product line. But clearly, the real value initially is on the larger vehicles because you can take the most weight out. But over time, we'll see aluminum go across the whole product line. Absolutely.
Ford executives admit that there was a learning curve in dealing with aluminum, but they promise a new truck in showrooms in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Jake Fisher with Consumer Reports says, in many ways, aluminum has its advantages, but he says there's still questions to be asked before the trucks go mainstream.
The issue, of course, is going to be crash damage. It's a better material, so it's going to weather better. They're not going to rust as much. Aluminum doesn't. But if you get into a wreck, it's going to be interesting to see what the replacement panels are going to be. Also, if you go to a normal body shop, are they going to have the materials to work with an aluminum?
Fisher says costs could be an issue for consumers.
If you buy a Tesla at $90,000, you might expect that it might be expensive to buy those body panels. If you buy an F-150, which is the best-selling car in America, you might be surprised to have to pay a lot of money for a new fender.
But Fisher says if the gamble on the F-150 goes well, you could be making your morning commute in an aluminum body car. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.